Praise be Jesus and Mary. Today in the Franciscan Order, certain Franciscan communities, we celebrate the Feast of the Seven Joys of Our Lady. It's a beautiful feast day, having its origins, of course, in the heart of our Blessed Mother, but a feast that was propagated, developed, in the Franciscan Order. This takes us back to the 15th century, around the year 1422, when a young man by the name of James in Italy, he had a great devotion to Our Lady. He was accustomed to weaving crowns of flowers and adorning Our Lady's statues, with them. And he loved this devotion and kept it up for a long while. He joined the Franciscan Order, and as a novice, for some reason or another, perhaps because duties were too great or it wasn't permitted him to do so, he was no longer able to carry out this devotion of weaving these flowers, these crowns for Our Lady and adorning her statues. And this disturbed him so much, that he decided to leave the Franciscan Order altogether, just to continue this devotion to Our Lady. And Our Lady was very pleased with his devotion, but did not want him to leave the Franciscan Order. So she appeared to him in a vision and revealed to him a better way to honor her, instead of weaving crowns with flowers that wilt eventually, he could weave a crown of flowers of the prayer that he gave to him, the prayer of the seven joys of Our Lady. Basically a rosary that has seven decades, and each of the seven decades a joy of Our Lady to reflect upon and thereby honor Our Lady. The joys are similar to the ones we know from the Dominican Rosary, the rosary that is most popular, of course, but the seven joys are the Annunciation, the Visitation, the Nativity, the Epiphany, or the showing of the child Jesus to the Magi, and then the Finding in the Temple, the Resurrection, that is Mary being the first to see our risen Lord on Easter Sunday, and finally, Our Lady's Assumption and Coronation in Heaven. And these seven decades are prayed, honoring Our Lady's joys, the principal joys in her life. And so the superiors found out about this devotion of James and approved it and promoted it in the Franciscan Order, and has done wonderful things for many Franciscans and beyond the Franciscan Order. It was promoted by Franciscan saints of the likes of St. John Capistrano and St. Bernardine of Siena. St. Bernardine, he says that he received many, many graces through this Franciscan crown, which is called also, or the Seraphic Crown or Rosary. In more recent times, it has become less popular, and that's probably due to the fact that the indulgences for the Franciscan crown were not renewed, or given anew by the Church with the new Book of Indulgences issued in 1968. And in various devotions, prayers, were not maybe indulgence, and just so happens that the Franciscan crown was one of those, unfortunately. But nevertheless, Franciscans, at least many, still pray this rosary, rightfully so, because it's so beautiful and powerful and pleasing to Our Lady. And we friars, we pray our own version of it, and you can do so as well. I mean, you can pray the Franciscan crown as it is. And I should add that it's made up of 72 Hail Marys, so obviously for the seven decades, plus two Hail Marys, making 72 to honor the 72 years of Our Lady's life on earth, according to one tradition. In any case, even though we may not obtain the indulgence for it at the time, it would be a pity to set aside the devotion altogether and not benefit from this beautiful prayer honoring Our Lady. So we should, especially if we are Franciscan or have a draw to Franciscan spirituality, or at least to the Franciscan crown, which many still do. Some have modified the rosary in a way so as to pray the Franciscan crowns in some way, you know, by praying the normal rosary, the Dominican rosary, the five joyful mysteries, but modifying it in this way. You know, after the third joyful mystery, or add to that the Nativity, the Epiphany, you know, combining the two, as it were, and then the obviously the fourth and fifth are the same, the Presentation, and then the Finding in the Temple, and then adding the sixth and seventh, you know, being the Resurrection of Our Lord, Our Lady being the first to see Him, and also the Assumption and Coronation of Our Lady. One can do that and obtain the indulgence that way. Obviously, praying it privately or with others who are aware of what you're going to do, and add those two extra, you know, decades. So it's a beautiful prayer. We should pray, you know, and all the more so if we are Franciscan, because we all need joy, and this is a prayer that can increase joy within us in the best way, you know, by means of Our Lady, and asking of her, you know, to share in her joys, which are the perfect joys. You know, no one was more joyful than Our Lady. And so we ask Our Lady on this day, on this feast, to help us to grow in Christian joy and Franciscan joy, and to bring that to others in a world that's desperately in need of joy, you know, so filled as it is with the sadness and sorrow that comes from sin and death. So we pray that we'd be instruments, you know, of Our Lady and bring this joy to them. Praise be Jesus and Mary.